in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing.
We begin the second hour of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning with democracy. We're taking a vote. Here's the situation. Ron in the Key is waiting patiently on the line. He wants to pitch a segment idea to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We are going to vote amongst the four of us. Who thinks that we should hear Ron out? Show of hands.
Let's hear him out.
Yeah, hear
give
him
out. Give him 30 seconds.
Crap.
Loyal listener.
He gets 30 seconds.
Ron,
I mean, he's gotta
what
be quick.
Got? Listen, okay, I put it to a vote. You guys decided. Ron, did you hear that? They saved your bacon this morning. What do you got?
I did. I'll just take for granted that you voted yes, Jen. All right, quick. I know radio stations like to create fake beef between morning and afternoon shows to generate interest. I think you guys should legitimately just have every time Josh uses a word like striation, later that day, Strofe should see if the afternoon verbally challenged can tell the definition of what that word means.
So it's a
thank
Joshy,
you for your call. Have a good day.
So it's a Joshy word of the day that we try to stump the afternoon show with.
So many issues with this. First of all, Ben listens in the morning. Mm-hmm. He won't admit it, but he does. He texts us all the time. So Ben's going to hear you say stridation.
Did I say that?
Apparently.
Yeah, people on the Carbless Talking text line were like, excuse me? You did say it. And Ben will just look it up so that he can win in the afternoon. Like, major issues.
Yeah, we'd have to sort of keep it private. A funny thing did happen yesterday.
You'd
where
keep the radio show
no,
private?
No, that okay. We're going to test him on it. Because yeah. We say a lot of words here, so he would have to be clued in and Googling everything I say. Yesterday on Mr. Irrelevant, 12:30 to 1:30 on the YouTubes for ESPN Milwaukee and Madison, Strofe tried to use behoove because he heard me say it the week previous. Missed on it.
It was kind of a...
Threw it out there. Had the wrong meaning.
In what context was he trying to use the word behoove?
Well, the wrong one.
I was more looking for the specific example.
I'm trying to remember, but it was the wrong word. He thought it was a negative, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of like an obligation. Yeah, so he used it pretty much the exact opposite way.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't beat up on him too much. He's going to quit.
Who, Strofe?
Because we crushed him last week. I mean, he crushed himself, but we piled on. Is he thick-skinned?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of have to if you run like that.
There you go.
But also, Chew, spell behoove.
Yeah. B-E-hoove.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed it.
We're going to give it to you. Let's get to this other news. You guys saw that Jimmy Johnson is retiring from Fox. A very long and successful career. This is one of those topics that always hits a little close to home for me. Obviously, I'm on College Game Day. There have been people calling for years for Coach Lee Corso to retire from the show. I had heard headed into the Super Bowl that maybe Jimmy Johnson was going to walk away from doing Sunday's show on Fox. And so he has decided to do so. Now people, of course, are talking about who is next. I genuinely always think that this should be, especially if you've given a long stretch of your time to a program, to a job, I think it should be your decision when you walk away. There are people who will disagree with that. I'm open to hearing those arguments as well. But it sounds like this was Jimmy Johnson's decision to hang him up at Fox. So now there is a list of people to replace him. Gabe, who is on that short list of people to replace Jimmy Johnson on Fox's Sunday NFL show?
From frontofficesports.com, some of the names that they threw out, John Gruden would be, obviously he has television experience, but that's obviously complicated by the way in which he was dismissed from his previous job as the head coach of the Raiders and his pending litigation against the league that he has against Roger Goodell and the league. Other coaches that they threw out, Doug Peterson, who has a Super Bowl ring, Ron Rivera was another name that they threw out, and they said a potential dark horse was Mike McCarthy. Because he has coached two cornerstone franchises in the NFC, Green Bay and Dallas. And obviously, with the NFC package, a lot of those games are on Fox.
Chu, any of those stand out to you? Any of those names that you would like to see on the pregame and halftime show on Fox?
I'm just more looking at the role because you don't need a dopey guy, right?
I mean, well, they've got already. Gronk.
Well, Gronk's an idiot. He's not a dope. I mean, when you play so long in a league, he still doesn't know what cover two is. That's a problem.
Didn't really seem to hurt him all that bad.
Yeah, because he ran it. That's for another day. Because I know the guy that coached him. And I love Gronk. Gronk's wonderful, but he doesn't know what behooved means either. I can tell you that. He probably...
Definitely can't spell it.
You think it's a cow's hoof
hey,
or something
that was
like
an
that.
Excellent callback by you, yeah. Big guy. So who do you like?
I don't know about Doug. I mean, because Doug never really said much. And they need, I think, a smart guy because they got the dopey guy in Terry Bradshaw. They got the smart athlete in Gronk.
Excuse me? You mean in...
Not in Gronk. I'm sorry. In Howie,
in Howie Long.
In Howie Long. Strahan's great, you know. So they need more. They need that coaching side. Mike McCarthy. I don't know. What do you guys think? I love Mike, but he kind of like talks. How do I say this nicely?
I think he would.
Like a yinzer.
Yeah. It's okay. Working pretty well for another one who's on TV every single day. I think that Mike would be fantastic. I mean, he, in one of his press conferences when he was in Green Bay, he told the media, I'm boring by design. Like, this is a thing I get up here and do purposefully. I think he's got a good personality. I think he could do it. The thing that would hold him back, I think, of being a real candidate is, do you want to coach again? But I don't think Fox wants to hire Jimmy Johnson's replacement and then have that replacement go right back into coaching.
Yeah, I can tell you from guys, too, who have made the transition.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll use Saban as an example, right? Saban coached for all those years, obviously incredibly successful, comes over and does College Game Day. He did not know what to expect, but he has said to us, he has been on the record saying, this is fun. This is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It's not the grind of recruiting, which is not something that McCarthy would have to deal with in the NFL anyway, but it's not the grind of recruiting. It's not the grind of, you know, of preparing for an opponent. He still's breaking down film. He's still talking ball. He still has the camaraderie of the locker room with the guys on the desk. So this to him was an upgrade from the previous role. I think that guys would get into the business, especially on a show like that, which is, you know, top of the mountain when it comes to NFL and at Fox. And I think they would see how enjoyable it is as opposed to some of the angst and pressure and frustration that goes along with the other 9-to-5. I think that guys would get into it and be like, whoa, I had no idea what I was missing. Let me throw another name out there that I saw on a list, guys. What about Bruce Arians?
No. No.
Do they need to have another? I mean, isn't that pregame kind of bloated already?
Is
like
it?
Losing
who all is on it?
So you have obviously you've got the host. Why
Kurt
am I blanking?
Kurt
Menefee, and then you've got Bradshaw, Long, Strahan, and Gronk. Like, do you need to have? I mean, it's kind of bloated already. When they started that, it was JB, Terry, Howie, and Jimmy Johnson. They just
Some
had four, and now they've got six.
Think you need to fill the role. So you have the player. You have the, you know, like there's this thought of filling the roles on the show. Do they need a coach?
I don't think they do. I mean,
I
it's
like Rivera, though. No?
All right, give me your pitch.
He's been around a long time, former player. Well spoken, hasn't won the Super Bowl, but has been there. You know what? It's all about chemistry, right?
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Chemistry. I mean, I go way back, and I know the youngsters on the show don't remember this, but I remember when Collinsworth was in that role.
Yeah,
and they hated him because he was such a pretty boy, and he was kind of annoying. Right, so they booted him, and probably the best thing for him, Gabe, they sent him to the booth.
Yeah.
Where he's excellent. But it's all about chemistry. I mean, you can take whoever, but if it doesn't work in the other three guys, really, because Gronk's new, the mainstays for years don't get along with him, the chemistry doesn't work, it's not going to be good.
Well, it's funny because then I start thinking about how long they're actually even on television.
Exactly.
And it's kind of blippy. It's kind of a blip. Like, you know, they do the pregame show, and that is a long show. But that's Carissa, actually. Carissa does the show before the games.
Yeah,
these
that's
guys
the
are doing,
other pregame show with, yeah, like, Charles Woodson, yeah, and a bunch of other people.
Yeah,
so this
guys,
is an hour.
Yeah, it's quick. They do the post-game. They do the in-game, right, halftime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really like, now that the name Ron Rivera has been thrown out there, I really like that as, I think, a front runner. I'm looking, I Googled it real quick, Ron Rivera, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Holy moly, tons of videos. It's almost as though he has been doing the legwork to prep for taking a role like that. I've got him previewing the NFL draft. I've got him talking about the combine. I've got him all of these videos on Fox Sports that makes me think maybe they've put him in the pipeline to be a successor there. That, I don't know. There's something about that that my brain is like, yeah, pay attention to that and see if it goes that direction. Ron Rivera, to me, is feeling like the front runner in that one. Doug Peterson, winning the Super Bowl helps. He is a nice guy. People really like him. Do you see him in that role, Gabe?
I don't know enough about his personality. I'm still mad at Chewy for leading me down the wrong path with Doug Peterson.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I mean, I thought that he was going to be great in Jacksonville. He was going to be a great, and I told everybody that based on what you had told me about Doug, that he was going to be great for Trevor Lawrence, and that just blew up in my face.
I did.
I just don't know what Doug. Doug was never a spotlight guy. You know what I mean? He always hung in the weeds. He didn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say a lot until he felt it was his place. So I just don't know personality wise. And you don't need a funny guy in that role, right? You already got the funny guys.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he would work in that role. I think Rivera would be outstanding.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Again, I don't watch a ton of those pregame shows now because we're doing our own pregame show. But it's a situation, like Jen said, it's an hour long. They've got other features. They got other things going on. Like, I don't think they even need to replace him. It's just somebody sitting on the end of the bench because there's just no... You hardly get to talk anyway.
Is the CBS show gaining traction? Is the CBS show starting to... I mean, you've got Nate Burleson, you've got Boomer Esiason, Phil Sims. Isn't that the one that J.J. Watt and Matt...
Ryan,
thank you. I could see his face. I could picture. I couldn't figure. Yeah, Matt Ryan are on. To me, it feels like that cast and crew would be gaining momentum. I would want to hear what they have to say. It's a little bit of fresh blood.
Yet you don't hear what they tune in to hear what they say, do you?
Well, I don't really watch any of the pregame shows.
That's what I'm saying.
Sunday.
Like, I don't watch a ton of the pregame shows. So I don't think it's the pregame show used to be more important. I think when we didn't have all this information 24/7, like when you played Chewy and I was a kid. To me, the Fox show was, I could not miss
because,
that. Because that I was getting actual information as a fan.
Gabe, it used to be that NFC was primarily Fox.
Yep.
And AFC was primarily CBS. Mm-hmm. And I haven't made that transition yet. Just to me, with the CBS show, it's just kind of, there's nothing that gels it all together. Everyone's just in, I don't know. It just doesn't feel smooth. It just... I don't like it. And I really didn't like it with Marino and whoever else was on there.
I also think those shows have a big issue with not adjusting to the world around them. I think with gambling being as big as it is and fantasy football continuing to grow, those shows are always inadequate. So people looking for that information, looking for information on who to start, who to sit, all that, other than injury reports, you're not getting anything. And if they do anything towards gambling, it's in service of a sponsor. It's not an expert. It's just name who's ever on the cast, throwing out some parlay, and then they move on.
Well, it's a great point, and it's why, Chew, that Game Day has evolved in that space. Game Day recognized several years ago the impact that gambling was having on the sport, how many people were looking for last-minute information about who was starting, who was playing, da-da-da. So Pete Thamel joins the show as the insider to let you know up to the date, and he is cranking on Twitter, and he is cranking on socials, but he's also on your television telling you, and it's on the bottom line, and Stanford Steve has the betting segments and stuff like that. They recognized the evolution of the sport and said, we got to capitalize on that as well.
Well, and you guys, again, you guys are 3 hours. You know, you have time to dive into a lot of different storylines. And, I mean, college football is a lot bigger in terms of the number of teams that you have to cover than the NFL. So you guys can stretch out your legs, have the fun segments like the kicking field goals with McAfee and all those sorts of things. Whereas, again, these pregame shows in the NFL are just an hour on the networks. That's all you're getting. It's just such a time crunch to have that many people sitting at the desk. You're not really getting a lot of those opinions and information out.
Let's put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Who would you like to see replace Jimmy Johnson? And whoever we put on there, whether it's Bruce Arians or Ron Rivera, Doug Peterson, Mike McCarthy, I do think there should be a slot for no one.
You know who I'd replace him with? Jen, you know who I'd replace him with? And this is off the wall. Charles Barkley.
Certainly off the wall. I mean, didn't Charles just re-sign with TNT?
Yeah, he just re-signed with Turner Sports.
Yeah, but they're not on a lot. They're not on enough. I mean, that show is so good, and I love Barkley. I think he'd be great.
I'll tell you what, Chu. If they somehow were able to lease Barkley from Turner for that show,
yeah,
I'd watch it more.
Gabe's like, now I'm tuning in.
I'm really curious to see what Charles does here.
We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Joshy is drafting up the tweet as we speak. We've got Top 8 at 8 coming up next. If it's anything like last week, why don't you go ahead and get your dialing fingers ready? 800-990. Oh, no, we have power rankings.
Yeah.
Goodness.
It's outstanding. Maybe
you've been doing this how long now, Jen?
Maybe the best.
I forget.
Too long.
It applies to both. I forget how long I've been doing it, and I forget the segments that are on certain
days. Maybe by design you forget how long you've
been
here.
Time to talk about the best purchase I've made recently. It has been my Good Health sauna. I told you guys I was walking around the state fair. You've heard the story, right? I've always wanted a sauna. I was using it at the gym, and I would recognize the health benefits, just how I felt better after using the infrared sauna. And then it was like, what if I didn't have to go to the gym to use my sauna? Yesterday, guys, after my run, jumped in the sauna, fell asleep. Sure did. Fell asleep. I was so relaxed. I was so comfortable. So I fell asleep, took a nap, and got all of the benefits of my Good Health sauna. They're a local company. You know I love that, based in Appleton and Waukesha. And they have a discount going on right now. If you go to goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen, you can get up between $500 and $800 off your next Good Health sauna's purchase. So just go to the website, take a look around, see if it's something that would benefit your life like it has mine. That's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Husky.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What'd you just say?
Robust.
Robust. Robust.
You could say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat. Well, you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go. You've heard Chewy and I talk about these guys for years, and there's a reason that they're the best place to go for a diamond engagement ring in Milwaukee. Whether you're looking for that lab-grown diamond, a naturally mined diamond, whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. So not only do they have a great selection, what I think separates them is the team that they've put together, whether you go to Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington. The helpful team, they're always going to point you in the right direction. Maybe you have an idea. You can explain those ideas to them, and they'll show you the best options. Maybe you really don't have an idea. Go to her Pinterest page. See if there's anything there. Bring those ideas in, and the Jewelry Center is going to make sure that you knock it out of the park. Take a look online, shoptjc.com. Stop into the Jewelry Center in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And when you do, make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chu sent you. No.
Favorite segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chew.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, another dominant list.
Oh, boy.
Welcome. This was spurred on by last week where we had the discussion of the most athletic sports to play. So ESPN came up with a list, gave us a top 10. Now, there's a few tough ones in here, so I'm going to drop it down one. You guys have 12 guesses to get 7.
Yeah, okay. Last week, this did not work well for us because you eliminated all of the female shows.
We're doing it by the book.
Yeah, so
this
it's just the top 10,
Joshy,
but we only have to get 7.
Gave it a thumbs up. Yeah. All you got to get, you got 12 guesses to get 7.
And it is okay? The most athletic sport.
The most difficult. So it would involve athletic feats. But the tip I would give you is don't think necessarily straightforward. These are the sports we watch on TV the most consistently.
Well, right, I remember when this list initially came out a couple of years ago. I don't remember the top 10. So, I remember when ESPN decided to
You're
do
familiar
this list.
With all of them. You just have to be creative here.
So, I'm going to say hockey is somewhere on the list.
Hockey is number 2. You're on the board.
This is hard for me. Because I don't know how far outside of the box to think.
Not all crazy, Jen, but there's a couple crazy.
Okay, so like rugby, I feel like, is a tough sport. Is rugby on the list?
Rugby is not on the list.
It is on the list. It's just about 15 or 16.
Yeah, it's not top 10.
All right, let's just go with football.
Football is number 3.
Can I keep guessing or do I have to sit this one out?
Keep going. No, you keep guessing.
Oh, because we get the...
Yeah, because we have 12 guesses to get 12. 7.
Yeah, yeah.
What about water polo?
It is one spot above rugby, water but not polo. Top 10.
These are tough sports, you guys.
Stop trying to get the obscure ones first. Get the basics. Get the meat and potatoes.
I'm basically drafting like we tell Goody not to draft.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've gone LVN and Tone Jones.
Yes.
But just, guys, wait until this one develops.
Just you wait.
And then it's going to be really good.
Diamond in the rough, Aladdin.
Yes.
Basketball.
Basketball is 4.
Gymnastics?
Gymnastics is 8.
Oh, okay. Lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
Does not.
Damn.
One below rugby.
Not.
And what number were those?
Those were 12, 13, and 14.
I still think swimming is a tough sport. Just, how do you feel about
just swimming?
Swimming,
swimming, not in the top 10.
Arr! All right, we only have one more
bad guess.
We only have one more bad guess. So this could be it. We got to come up with a good one here. Okay, so we have hockey, football, basketball, gymnastics. What are we missing that could be on here? I mean, baseball's definitely not going to be on there.
Ooh, what about rodeo? Could rodeo be kind of...
Oh, like bull riding?
Okay, Joshy laughed. Don't guess.
We're not doing animal top tens, okay?
Like this bull riding.
Yeah, like bull riding is a tough sport. What are you guys laughing about? This list is bull honky. That was a rodeo joke.
It's your company.
Taking over the ESPN.
You think I know
that? Is bull riding an official guess?
No,
it is not.
Joshy laughed made it very
scared
hilarious.
Them the embarrassment.
The cackle of it.
What about boxing?
Boxing's good. Throw boxing
on there. Boxing is number 1.
Yeah.
Number 1. You still got one.
Did you just give an answer
three.
And take a bite of your apple?
Yeah, it was a celebration. It was a celebratory bite.
You got 3 that are still.
Can you reset the list?
All right, 1 boxing, 2 hockey, 3 football, 4 basketball, 8 gymnastics. Guessing correctly, rugby, water polo, lacrosse, swimming.
Wait. So if boxing is on there, would wrestling be on there?
Wrestling is number 5.
Oh, phew.
Good pull.
Do we still need 6 and 7? Is that what we're missing?
Seven, 9, and 10.
So realistically, it comes down to this next guess.
Yes.
Because we have 6, we need 7, and we only have 1 incorrect guess left.
Yeah.
6 is tough. 7, 9, and 10 are...
gettable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it depends. How do we feel like Chewy feels about soccer? Since it is the most popular
soccer
sport in the world.
Soccer is 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even let them debate themselves out of it.
Yeah. Nope. We
Gabe,
won.
You already talked yourself out of 1.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Softball and baseball is 9.
Wow.
That's surprising.
I think it's heavily weighted based on how difficult it is to hit.
The hand-eye?
Yes.
Hit a baseball?
Yeah, because there's all these different, like, strength, spout, power, speed, agility, flexibility, and, like, duration. So there's all those factors mixed in, and they're graded on a scale. So.
And boxing is number one, huh?
Yeah, boxing is really high in endurance, strength, power, speed, agility. I don't know what that last one is there, but duration as well.
Is there a category for like how it affects your long term? Because I feel like it would be high on that one too. You know, like long term effects or you know, something along those lines. The word's not coming to me. But
what were six and seven?
We're out of six and seven.
Oh,
no, we already won.
All right, seven. You should. Well, not should, but seven is tennis.
Oh.
Would you agree with that? That's
not a lot of appreciation for tennis coming out of this corner.
And then six is
I'd put baseball ahead of tennis, but you know.
Six was martial arts.
Martial arts?
Well, that makes sense.
It's you're thinking like UFC mixed martial arts, those type of
if boxing and wrestling were on the list, like that makes sense in terms of the toughness, the agility, the strength.
Is martial arts that different from boxing?
Yes.
Where is it the most different on your list?
You can use your legs.
Boxing, grappling, all your head for the most part.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so martial arts is top and bottom.
Yes.
Boxing is, well, I'm not saying you're not moving for boxing. I think it feels like they should be closer is what I'm trying to say.
When I remember, but this also has to include like some of the more like judo things where it's like not, it's not like if you were to say mixed martial arts, the combat sport, I'm sure it would be higher. And that's if I remember correctly, people quibbled about that because it is an understanding of multiple disciplines instead of just boxing, which is mainly one.
Where's the old slap competition on this thing? Slap fighting.
In the trash gutter where it should be.
Where you just line up.
Yeah, dumb. The stupidity factor is very high.
Well, yeah. I'm wondering if you should be graded on that.
Are you guys okay with hockey, football, basketball? Hockey 1, football 2. Basketball 3.
The more
you think about hockey, that's tough.
That's, I mean, again, like to that's be hard. As athletic as those guys are and then put razor blades on your feet.
I still think that water polo is just underappreciated. I think that people don't know how physically demanding water polo is. Like human beings do not swim naturally, but you are playing the entire sport, which is likened to soccer, lacrosse, hockey-ish, in water. I feel like it's just not getting enough credit.
I would agree. Yeah.
And also, they're like wrestling matches underwater. When you watch, like, if you ever see a camera and they show, like, what's happening beneath the surface, it's barbaric.
It suffers from not being a real sport. It's not a thing.
It really is a thing. I think it's an Olympic sport.
Once every 4 years, it's a thing.
Right.
Yeah, you know what else is an Olympic sport? The biathlon, where you ski and shoot. All right, that's also an Olympic sport. So just because something's an Olympic sport,
questioning the athleticism. You know what was 60?
Hey, you know what was 60? You know what was 60?
Hit me.
Fishing.
Huh?
Is that last on the list?
Yeah.
Where does auto car racing? Since we had that guy get mad at us about the endurance and how you have to hold your bladder for a long time.
I don't think that's what the complaint was, but, you know, if you want to inaccurately represent our fan.
Is it on the list? No, it's not?
Yeah, it is. What?
Auto racing?
It says driving.
Yeah, so what was it?
That was 35.
Feels about right.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Somewhere around table tennis.
Figure skating, 19. That's tough.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, especially when you start factoring in, like, the pairs.
Yeah.
Like whipping somebody around while they're wearing razor
What's
blades
tougher,
on their feet?
Speed skating or figure skating?
Speed skating was one above.
Oh, really? I would have said figure skating was tougher.
I would think it'd be the opposite.
I also believe that rodeo or bull riding
is on the list. It's
needed
like
to
20.
Be higher.
I believe it's 20, Chewy, or a little higher.
What are we talking? Water polo?
Didn't we say that we were going to, speaking of creating segments, didn't we say we were going to make Alex Strofe do these things?
We are going to do Strofe Does Sports. We hadn't discussed bull riding.
You know, the rodeo was in town this weekend.
I was unaware.
It was at Biserve on Saturday.
He'd be real good at fishing, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an acquired skill.
He would dominate
skill.
Fishing.
I don't know if he could get the cast out there. That might be an adventure.
Doesn't seem like a guy who'd really want to touch the worm and put it on the hook.
Chewy's saying something without saying it. Sort of like my neighbor with the garbage can. He's making a point. He's hoping that you pick up on it.
He's got to listen carefully.
Saying it implicitly. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be
shrinkage.
Good, too.
Yeah, well, no,
cold
shrinkage
can
gets
be
involved.
Good.
It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I know the new year is a time when a lot of people want to hit the reset button, whether it's fitness, wellness, or taking better care of yourself. And let's be honest, guys, feeling confident in how you look and feel is not just for the ladies. That's where Quintessa Aesthetic Center comes in. From now through March 31st, Quintessa is offering special packages that'll help you start 2025 as a more confident you. Maybe it's wellness, weight loss plans, Botox, skincare, even IV therapy. Quintessa has personalized options backed by medical expertise to help you look and feel your best. What are you waiting for? If you don't like what you see when you look in the mirror, Quintessa Aesthetic Center can help. And it's not just about how you look, it is about how you feel. So make this the year that you feel confident inside and out. Haven't gotten a chance to talk about Jair Alexander. You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. I'm sure you got a boatload of water over there, a bucket of water over there.
It's gone.
Already? Good work.
Yeah.
So I guess now we are all in the space of Jair Alexander is probably going to be released. It doesn't appear as though there is a trade market for him. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't teams that are interested in him. But as we have said, and Jason has mentioned, once a team knows you are parting ways, it's real hard to convince teams to pay for something that they could get for free. Right, Gabe? I mean,
yeah.
You can try to sell me the old coffee table, but if I know you're getting rid of it, I'll just wait for you to put it out on the curb.
Well, because the problem is, like, nobody wants to pay what they would have to in order to acquire Jair Alexander. I think there are a lot of teams interested, but they don't want to pay $16, $17 million per season for the next 2 years for a guy that you don't know is going to be available. Now, if you knew he was going to be available for all 16, 17 games, then yeah, you'd set up. But then again, the Packers wouldn't be looking to trade or cut him if that was the case.
Chew, what does your gut tell you about Jair going forward? Do you think he's a guy who will be released by the Packers, hook up with some team, maybe an NFC team, God forbid an NFC North team, and then we'll go scorched earth?
Yeah, that's my fear, that he's going to wake up and realize that he hasn't been a model tenant and he's going to go somewhere and play well. Hopefully it's not for, you know, someone within the division, but he's really not going to have any control over that because he's essentially a free agent and he'll be able to go wherever he wants. But if this, you know, Jason mentioned it. When he was on, it's the same for Devontae. No one's trading for Devontae.
No.
His cap number is like ridiculous. So it's the same thing. Why even wasting time doing it? Just cut him when it benefits you, and then he's the same thing. He's going to wind up wherever he wants to go.
There's a lot of dumb teams in the NFL, Chew. So that's why you try to see if you can get one of the dumb teams to give you something for the thing you want to discard.
In a post-Luka Doncic trade world, I'm gonna ask for everything.
Yeah.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. So this is going to heat up soon, right? Things will start heating
presumably.
Up. We'll know about the two studs at D end. We'll know, about Devontae and stuff. Is he due a bonus, Gabe? I don't even know.
I don't believe he's due a bonus. No.
I believe
again,
it's straight up $38 million contract.
That is his base salary for 2025.
Yeah, so
which is why nobody's going to trade for that contract.
We'll start learning a little bit more once free agency starts, which is not far away.
Did you guys see the other nugget regarding Jair that he wasn't even asked about a potential pay cut because they knew he would not accept it?
Yeah, I mean, then why waste your time, right? Like, if once that gets out there, you know you're going to have to cut him. because he's going to say no to that. Whoever signs him, I guess, is going to be a pretty incentive-based deal, you know, so he's going to be incentivized to try and play more. I guess I'm not that worried about him going scorched earth and going somewhere. Like, if you're someone who already has made that determination that you don't think you can play unless you're 100%, I don't see you changing your mind on that.
But he will be a scorched earth guy, though.
For three games.
Personality. Oh. Pardon?
I said for three games.
But yeah, you but just mentioned an incentive-laden contract. Yeah. Then he's making money for every time he's out on the field.
Yeah, but if he's not comfortable out there, he's not going to be good. Because that's his issue. Like, he's not comfortable out there playing while he's injured.
Yeah, but you know why he's not comfortable playing injured? Because the Packers allowed him to be comfortable not playing injured. That's not him. That's
100% him, Chew. Like, what, are you going to force a guy to go out there? No, you're going to go out there and play.
I would.
No, I'm not.
They used
okay.
to do it to, in our day, they would.
Yeah, but that's yeah. Chewy.
Andy Reid used to do it to me.
But we've been over this 1,000 times. It's not 1996 anymore.
Yeah. No, I know, but I'd walk by the guy and, you stealing or are you going to play this week?
In NFL terms.
I would be relentless.
In the way the sports speeded up, it's basically when the Bible was written when you were playing.
Let's see the Dead Sea Scrolls. I'd feel a little better.
Again, I could watch you play for $32, Chew.
I know. Hey, inflation.
Yeah, so I looked at inflation.
Yeah.
That cheap ticket would be $63 now.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're sticking it to the mon.
Yeah, well, is that shocking?
No, not at all. You guys in on Darius Slay?
No.
A little old.
Yeah, too old. I'd rather pay for DJ Reed.
Well, and here's the thing. Fans being in on him versus Goody being in on him are two different things, right? Like, you may look at what Darius Slay did with the Eagles in particular or, you know, recently and say, yeah, it'd be good to have a guy like that back there, could use some veteran leadership, et cetera, et cetera. But it basically defies everything we have said about Goody wanting to have a young team, young, controllable team on the field.
And I don't think Goody's looking for a stopgap anywhere. And that's what Darius Slay would be, right? Like, he's just a one-year stopgap.
Just at depth, yeah.
So I don't see Goody being interested in a 34-year-old who was released. That just doesn't seem to be like a
so, Goody. So, Gabe, go look in your crystal ball, Miss Cleo, and tell me what the cornerbacks unit looks like for the Green Bay Packers in 2025. And you can say draft pick here if that's what you think
is going to. I'd say DJ Reed and... Keyshawn Nixon are your two main ones, and they'll go draft another one.
Really?
Top 100 pick?
Yeah, day two.
So you think they're going to go get DJ Reed?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that or Charvarius Ward makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Rob saying they're going to be a player and then obviously mentioning DJ Reed in specific means they're kicking the tires on those guys pretty aggressively.
Yeah, we rattled off DJ Reed's resume yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But based upon what Jason said earlier in the show, it may look like there's a lot of free agent money out there, but there really isn't because they got to pay some of these guys coming up. So don't expect splashes. You might get one, but I think it ends there.
But there's nobody to splash with. Like, DJ Reed's not going to get top-of-the-line cornerback money. Yeah, he just doesn't have the accolades to go along with.
I mean, you'd like a receiver.
But there's,
I mean, if you don't get Devontae, what do you do, Gabe?
If you don't get Devontae, there's no option, Chew. There's no other choice to me other than Devontae Adams. If you want somebody who can legitimately be your number one receiver and you know you can count on him in 2025, after Devontae, it falls off a table dramatically.
So will they add – do you think they'll add a if they don't get Devontae, do you think they'll add a receiver in free agency? One of ilk.
They'll add a name, but it'll be the name that I can't... It'll be Voldemort, since I can't say the actual other guy's name.
No, you can't say that name. I love how you took receiver and free agent and put it together for a refrigerator. That was a cool moment right there. Will they go out and get a refrigerator?
I didn't know what the hell he was talking
maybe,
about.
Maybe, you know, not a whirlpool, maybe a Maytag.
Folks weighing in on the Carbless Talk and text line giving their suggestions for the starting corners for the Green Bay Packers in 2025. Mike in the 262 says it will be Nixon and Kalen King.
No, it won't.
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Throwing out other suggestions as well. Valentine and Ward. Go ahead and give us your suggestions. Who do you think will be the starting corners for the Green Bay Packers in 2025? Gabe is saying they're going to go out and get DJ Reed. It'll be DJ Reed. And who's on the other side for you?
Keyshawn.
Keyshawn Nixon, yeah. CB1.
Yeah. CB2.
CB1B.
Yeah.
Would you
make
settle,
feel good.
Would you settle on a CB1B?
Yeah. How do you feel about 1B,
Keyshawn? We got a negotiation
Keyshawn.
Going on here with Keyshawn
we'll
Nixon.
Get you a necklace that says 1B and everything.
I love it. We'll take a break. Be right back after this.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywing and saying you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha has helped Dario and I through most of our home remodeling projects. Guys, our basement has never looked better. They came in, redid the whole thing. It was finished and unfinished. Now it is a fantastic finished dream that my kids enjoy every single day. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. So check them out at professionalconstructioninc.com. That's professionalconstructioninc.com. Up against it a little bit here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but lots of suggestions rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more, and I'm seeing Asante Samuel Jr. suggested by Sam in the 262. Do you like him, Gabe?
I mean, he's young, so he definitely fits the Goody mold of he'd be coming off his rookie contract. So, I mean, that's definitely a name out there. I think Reed has a better resume at this point in his career. And I guess I would be skeptical right now of anybody, especially in the state in which the Chargers are in. If the Chargers are letting someone like that walk, okay, why are they letting him walk? Because they have somebody good in Jim Harbaugh in charge, right? It's not like the Giants of, oh, why are they letting Xavier McKinney
yeah,
walk? Well, because
franchise.
Yeah, they're incompetent. That's why. That's not the case with the Chargers anymore.
All right, we got to roll on. Chew, do you like Asante Samuel Jr. very quickly before we let you go?
Bad. His dad was good.
Just go to Mexico.
He had checked out
and Jen just threw him a question at the end.
Yes, I know what's your number one battle.
There it is. Have another hola competition. See how many people you can say hola to. Look, he's already closed his computer. I'm staring at the computer.
Goodbye.
Wildy and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.